Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Mother Nature is beating up on both sides of the U.S. in different ways. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest, where a heat wave that could be the longest on record is bearing down on Phoenix. Daytime highs in Arizona's largest metro area have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. In Nevada, Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. Vermont is suffering a very different crisis. The rain might have stopped, but rivers and streams keep rising. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been pressing NATO members for a clear timeline for when his country can join NATO.
We'll speak today and fight for this. It's security guarantees for Ukraine on the way to NATO.
Zelensky attending the NATO meeting in Lithuania on Wednesday. There is mixed feeling among NATO members about allowing Ukraine in. President Biden has said publicly that Ukraine should not be allowed in until the war with Russia is over. But British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has told Zelensky he belongs in NATO. President Biden is set to meet with Zelensky on this, the second and final day of the NATO summit. Members of the G7 are expected to sign off on a security deal with Ukraine Wednesday. That deal reportedly will include military equipment, training, and intelligence sharing. The Consumer Price Index is up just slightly for the month of June. New data released Wednesday morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows inflation is up just 0.2% for the month. That's less than expected by economists. Annual inflation in the U.S. slowed to 3% in June. The two-day online shopping spree Amazon Prime Day wraps up Wednesday. Experts say buying yourself a treat because it was on sale can affect your mood.
There have been studies that show that these deals actually invoke positive emotions.
Texas A&M professor Thomas McMillan says that finding a deal gives us a serotonin bump that makes us feel good. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A new poll shows President Biden pulling ahead of Donald Trump in a hypothetical 2024 matchup. The Morning Consult poll shows 43% of registered voters would support the sitting president in the general election, compared to 42% who said they'd back former President Trump. Another 10% said they would support someone else. Governors are gathering in Atlantic City for the National Governors Association annual meeting. They'll discuss state issues with federal officials and business leaders. Governor Phil Murphy chairs the association and will lead a session on mental health. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will meet with governors and their spouses to emphasize workforce training programs for students. More than one in three Americans are going through a sleep divorce.
That's when somebody regularly or occasionally sleeps in another room than their partner in order to get some rest without distractions like snoring or alarms. The data came to light in a survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which found that sleep divorce was most prominent among millennials, 43% of whom said they sleep in different rooms. I'm Michael Kastner.
Mexico is the number one destination for expats. That's according to a new report. The survey from InterNations found 90% of expats in Mexico say they are happy there, compared to 72% worldwide. The survey ranked destinations on quality of life, ease of settling in, working abroad, and personal finance. At number two is Spain, followed by Panama. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and thank you for joining in and helping out, because we need all hands on deck. And hey, there seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel here. I mean, with these recent SCOTUS decisions, interesting, Mike Barone has kind of hit on something and pointed out something in his recent column, and that is that what some of the pundits are overlooking was that in the three key cases that people are upset about it, they were loaded with lies. I mean, think about that. So the truth can win after all, and proof is that this is the case here with the Supreme Court decisions. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you here. Curious to get your read on how the kids are responding, people are responding about, you know, what Joe Biden had presented in terms of canceling $400 billion of tuition debt when he knew he didn't have a leg to stand on. Even Nancy Pelosi told him as much, but yet he insisted on doing something and, you know, creating some expectations for these kids. And what's, I say kids, I mean, you've got young adults that are involved here, obviously. But the other thing is that, you know, which was clear, I mean, this was a political move, and some have blatantly just said, well, he did it in order to buy votes. Well, the kids gave him the votes, and now how do you like him? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the kind of unsophisticated college freshman take on this might just be, well, you know, Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, promised to get rid of my student loans. That's going to be $15,000 a year, and he was stopped from doing that by the wicked Supreme Court, by, you know, Trump's mm-hmm. men. But I think most people see through that. I mean, what you said is pretty much accurate, that Biden made a sweeping statement via executive order about student loan forgiveness, and at some level had to know he couldn't do that. I mean, you mm-hmm. mentioned leaders in Congress told him that. This is something that the president's known for quite a while. That's why it hasn't been done. So there's actually an element of kind of witty, dirty trickery to this, where what Biden's basically doing is telling a Democratic voting bloc, which is young, particularly minority students and ex-students, like, I'm going to save you. I'm coming to help you out. I'm repealing whatever it was, $10,000 or more of your loan. And then when right. the Supreme Court strikes that down, because they legally have to strike that down, he can point to, you know, these bad old guys in robes and say, well, they stopped mm-hmm. me. And I think a lot of people kind of notice what the game was. Yeah, Ben Shapiro mm-hmm. had a funny line where he said you can do this with anything. I mean, you could write an executive order, which is unenforceable mm-hmm. until it clears the court, saying right. I'm going to give a $1 million check to every head of household or to every black family. And, you know, when the court says, no, you can't do that, you can then say, look at those bad Republicans. So you've made yourself kind of a hero figure without doing anything. And a lot of people are aware of, you know, how those games are played.
Yeah, but, you know, this idea of being a hero figure with a minority amount of people at the expense of the majority of people who have a brain. And I'm not trying to insult people for responding to news like this from, you know, the president of the United States, because we want to believe that our president is forthright and he's not going to play these partisan games and have some understanding that when you do this kind of stuff, you divide us all the more. You do not unite us at a time when we're, you know, we're so partisan, Will.
Yeah, well, I mean, my take as a citizen, a taxpayer, as a black guy, for that matter, is that a lot of these targeted pitches fall along pretty much these same lines. So one of the this is more the Democrats than the Republicans. One of the Democrats' big pitch points to different groups is, well, we're going to give you this amount of money. So for blacks right now, it's reparations. I mean, for minorities in general, including Latinos, we're seeing the affirmative action fight. For students, for women, it's wages for housework. I think it's something Kamala Harris has proposed. I mean, for students, it was, we're going to forgive all your loans. And the reality is that if you actually look at the finances here, there's no money to do any of this stuff. The proposed reparations amount from the state of California is $5 million per black family. Yeah. Black people are 10 or 12% of the country. I mean, we're 40 million black people. So you're not going to do that. You're not going to tax every American in the amount of $500,000 or so per household over the next couple of years. That would also, by the way, be unconstitutional. There's no way Roberts or Thomas is approving a reparations plan. Right? So what you're doing with this stuff is just kind of red flagging a bull. Like you're saying, well, if you voting for me, you may get more crime, you may get more illegal migration, but we're going to give you the bag of candy after the next election. The problem is that the bag of candy, you know, the old analogy is it's poison, but in reality it doesn't even exist. You have to get through the Supreme Court, and then you have to get through the Treasury Department to give it out. And those people aren't going to allow that to happen. That's not going to happen with wages for housework. That's not going to happen with reparations. That's just been stopped with affirmative action and at least admissions, if not hiring. So you're basically just lying to people to get them to vote for you, which isn't anything new, but it's something people should be aware of.
But, yeah, exactly, and I appreciate you bringing that out because we need to, you know, in neon lights, remind everybody, hey, this is what politicians do. And we need to be smarter than this because, meanwhile, you get people who get upset, and whether they're blaming the guys in black robes, you've got some Democrats out there saying, well, it's those Republicans, you know, it's Donald Trump again, look what he did, it's those three judges that he appointed, he tilted the court, otherwise we'd have gotten our way and been able to, again, obliterate the Constitution.
Yeah, but I mean, the three fairly moderate non-Trump Republicans voted against this, too. I mean, this was a 6-3 or 7-2 decision.
Yeah, 6-3, yeah.
I mean, so yeah, I guess you could argue that if you had an all-liberal court appointed by, say, President Hillary Clinton, things might have gone in the other direction. But the simple reality is that most Supreme Courts we've had throughout history, you generally have a mix of left and right on the court would have struck this down.
Right.
I mean, it might have been 5-4 under a past iteration of the court. But whether or not you can sometimes sneak dubious things through when you control every branch of government, that's no secret. I mean, you could you can override the court technically if you control the House and the Senate by a large enough margin. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be this barrier to most things. And, you know, a reparations plan is probably going to face, is certainly going to face these same obstacles in reality. Also, I mean, there's a difference between reality and utopia. I mean, you're on the Supreme Court until you die.
Right.
So elections have consequences. Trump won the election, at least one, and he got three picks on the court. So we're going to look at a 6-3 or a 5-4 court for the next 20 years. So I guess the point of saying something could theoretically have happened differently, I disagree with that under the majority of courts, and I'm pretty familiar with the court. But it's also not relevant. I mean, for the next couple of decades, these kind of claims from the left are going to be pie in the sky. And the black voter, the Hispanic voter, the young voter, just the voter, all Americans, should be aware of that.
Well, you know, and to your point here, Will, this term, the court overturned previous decisions much less often than courts from the 50s to the 80s.
Yeah,
and the three Democratic appointed justices have been the least likely to have been in the minority. So these are facts and, you know, and support exactly what you just said. But that's what happens, you know, when emotion leads and we forget to bring our brain along to the conversation. You know, just saying. So we're going to take a breath and we're going to take a break. We've got more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent. Just wait, like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and the Biden-Hunter drama continues. Was it his or wasn't it his? The White House has a whole new meaning with being the White House. And of course, they're going to do everything they can, Dr. Riley. They just cannot figure out, although, you know, experts have said that they would know in 24 hours, you know, where that bag came from. They're ignoring the initials outside of the bag, HB. So, you know, probably some other obvious indicators, along with a crack pipe with some, initials on it as well. But, you know, hey, such is the case. Of course, we're kidding. I am anyway, but still, it's comical, and you know, it just lightens things up, you know, here is on the other side of 4th of July.
Yeah, I was going to respond with some jokes, like I want a blow-by-blow description of exactly what happened.
Exactly.
It's a funny situation, like, you know, we're not just coming up with witty lines around here. But, I mean, right. In all honesty, like, the Hunter Biden thing is an obvious suspicion. I mean, if there's someone who's a well-known cocaine user, cocaine addict who lives in a residence and you find, what was it, 2 gram bag of cocaine in that residence, you would probably suspect that person. Now, the one
especially the same person, Will, that, you know, he forgets things. He leaves things behind all the time, you know?
Yeah, so crackheads do crackhead stuff. I mean, that was my response when people were arguing, do you really think that the president's son, or at that time maybe the vice president's son, a famous international businessman, would leave his purse comp in this sketchy computer repair store right next to the hood? And I thought about it, and my response was, well, maybe if he was a crackhead, yeah. Like, I mean,
exactly.
You know, dope fiends do what dope fiends do. I mean, down here in Kentucky, they're more meth addicts, but I've had people try to steal the lawnmower out of my garage, you know, living in a sketchy neighborhood. So, prior to this. But anyway, the one response to that is that the one thing cokeheads don't abandon is cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
the other possibility is just that there's some hard partying staffer in the West Wing. I mean, except for Wall Street or LaSalle Street in Chicago, I mean, that's probably the most intense work environment you could think of. Someone had a bag of pick-me-up, just like they might have had a bottle of Adderall pills. They dropped it. They saw the Secret Service walking by. I mean, that's the other option. But what makes me think that this is maybe HB or someone close to the Biden clan is that they seem to have no intent on finding out who it is. Like, I mean, I'm a criminal justice and political science prof, and I mean, just in order, you would expect, you're not going to do DNA sequencing on something like this, but you would expect that there are going to be cameras in the West Wing of the White House. You would expect that, I mean, I assume you're not at least DNA, but I mean, you would assume that there are cameras, fingerprint team, just very basic stuff, and you can probably narrow it down to a couple of people. And there seems to be no interest in doing that. I mean, it's that they're not fingerprinting the bag, they're not checking the cameras, and they actually came up with this whole thing about how, you know, there's so many people walking in that area, you might not be able to notice who had this stuff. Anyway, there doesn't seem to be kind of any attempt to put a team on it and figure out who had 2 grams in the White House. And that makes me a little suspicious, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but, you know, that's their story. They got to stick to it. So, I mean, after all, this is the White House, and this is amazing. You talk about it. And then, you know, here, Hunter has become he's become his own pariah. And at every turn, he keeps, you know, stepping in another bucket. And even though this doesn't, you know, there's no proof that it is his, but it's just that, you know, he's become the Charlie Brown, you know, like the song, why is everybody always picking on me? And but he's the guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Hunter Biden, you know, and I never, you know, bust out the hard drugs. I used to party as a young guy, you know, drink, drive fast, chase women with varying levels of success. And, I mean, Hunter Biden strikes me as an extremely annoying guy to party with because he keeps photographing everything. And then losing the phones with the pictures on them. I mean, you don't want to make too much fun of this, but there is, like, a bro bail element to this where, like, your guy is driving to Las Vegas. And he insists on speeding at 170 miles an hour, and he keeps taking these pills, and he's smoking crack as well. He's, like, filming all this. I mean, so Hunter Biden has really created a massive number of problems for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would have been able to track down the specific escorts he was with, speculate about ages, prove that he was on uppers, do any of these things that conservative media, Breitbart and so on, have done a yeoman's job of doing. If he had actually taken time-stamped pictures of himself in, like, specific Vegas hotels doing things like literally snipping coke off hookers. So, yeah, why do that, and do that to some extent as a married man. He was married for about half this period. Yeah, people are going to consider you a ridiculous idiot. And, I mean, there's no getting around that with this. You know, he's just a boy. Hunter Biden is 52. Like, he's 40.
Exactly.
I mean, so he's been doing this for quite a while. Like, his party period is between, like, 38 and 50.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And of course, you and I were talking off air, and I had am going to write a commentary, you know, about his daughter that he doesn't want to. Well, Father Joe doesn't want to admit, you know, the party line. He only has six grandkids. Is ignoring this kid, this 4 year old Navy Joan Roberts, interesting name, but Navy Joan Roberts, a cute little thing, 4 years old. They're showing a picture. I'm here looking at New York Post. They have a picture of her and a nice little cute matching outfit with a blue shirt that says Air Force One on it. But you know, I'm saying, look, if Joe doesn't want her as a granddaughter, I'll take her as a granddaughter. I bet there's guys around the country that look, you know what, I'll be your surrogate grandfather. You know, if you need one, you got one. You know, we'll be there, you know, to send you birthday cards, you know, for your birthday, all this. If you're going to be ignored by, sadly, by the President of the United States and his family, because, you know, that's their family issues. But you're a kid 4 years old with a future, and then your mom, you know, she's a, you know, I understand some people might say, saying you're fairly educated and having an affair with Hunter Biden probably is incongruous. I get that, but we all make mistakes. But she's presented as some sort of pole dancing, irresponsible knucklehead, and there's more substance to her mother than what the media would lead us to believe, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Biden granddaughter comes from a family that I've actually heard about in passing in, you know, conservative and centrist politics in this region of the country. Her grandfather owns a couple of gun stores. He's a good guy, Hunter. The mother met Hunter Biden in D.C. She was in the party scene, may have stripped for a couple of months, but was pursuing a master's in international relations or cybersecurity or some such. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the kid's probably going to be fine. But I do actually, like, I'll make that column, not that you couldn't yourself, but go viral if it does come out. I like the idea of this collective of sort of conservative men supporting this kid that was abandoned. And I mean, this does get into like the one downside of partying and even some other things that are thought of as less harmful, like porn as a guy, is that they do actually impact other people. Like if you get someone pregnant, and this is obvious, everyone knows this, but you're not staying around to raise that kid. The kid's still alive.
Exactly.
So that's the flip side of Hunter Biden's party life. As I understand, he has five kids with, I think, two or three baby moms, one of whom he was married to. Those kids are probably taken care of. Mm-hmm. But that becomes problematic. Like, if you're on crack and you have sex with three women and you have five children, I mean, it is to be hoped that there's some support system in place for that kid. Again, in this case, it sounds like the family has stepped in. And also, I mean, to be honest, like, the mother was a grad student in a big city, so she got Hunter Biden pretty well on child support. Hunter Biden was paying several hundred thousand dollars a year. Now, he's negotiated that down, and I think he took advantage of the family's naivete a little bit. I don't mean to insult them, but he's negotiated his child support payments down to $6,000 a month by giving them some of his oil paintings, which he values at $500,000. And I'm not sure they know that without the money laundering scheme in place.
Exactly.
Those are
worthless.
You know, but at any rate, yeah, let's support that kid. It's unfortunate that the kid is in that position, but she does seem to be supported. I mean, she's still getting $60,000 a year in child support, and she has some finger paintings for her wall now.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe that's what got the mother in trouble to begin with, is maybe Hunter offered to show her his etchings, and that's where it all began. I don't know.
I mean, a tasteful guy like that definitely would lead by asking her to come upstairs and look at his art.
You got it. Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Will.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Blistering heat keeps broiling the Southwest, where a heat wave that could be the longest on record is bearing down on Phoenix. Daytime highs in Arizona's largest metro area have been in triple digits every day for almost a month. Dangerously hot weather is forecast to lock in over a big stretch of Nevada later this week and into the weekend. Las Vegas could hit 116 more than once over the next week. Ukrainian President Zelensky has been pressing NATO members for a clear timeline for when his country can join NATO.
Well, speak today and fight for this, its security guarantees for Ukraine on the way to NATO.
Zelensky attending the NATO meeting in Lithuania. He will meet with President Biden Wednesday. The consumer price index is up just slightly for the month of June. New data released Wednesday morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that inflation is up just 0.2% for the month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, when it comes to free speech, it seems like the country has gone through an incredible evolution of free speech. And, of course, with the recent decision by a federal judge giving us, you know, the power of free speech back in our hands once again, and, you know, calling the Biden administration into account on that issue, and, of course, the Supreme Court decisions as well, there could be hope, you know, for us after all, a return to, you know, what I call first principles, which are anchored in our Constitution. But the rather hateful evolution of free speech in Michigan is well documented by Janice Daniels. The state traditionally has been a defender of free speech until recently with the current attorney general and her hate crime unit. Yes, her hate crime unit. We have the former mayor of Troy. She was the ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, and she's here to tell us all about it. Janice, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm very good. You know, propaganda continues because propaganda works.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And quite frankly, you know, these people don't even, I think, mind that their bills, their amendments, and their executive orders don't become law or get shut down after they are reviewed by the judiciary. But they, in the meanwhile, they create sense of confusion and division and anger.
Exactly.
And internal strife. And I love what you said earlier. Let's not forget to bring our brains to the conversation.
Exactly.
In fact, quite frankly, I was wondering if the Hunter Biden story is a distraction for us to not look at the communists attempting to take over our country.
Right.
you're exactly right. It's all to keep our eye off the ball, all this stuff that's going on. And it's all serving their, you know, their objective. You know, you neutralize the constituency, which they've done. They've dumbed us down. People have surrendered their liberties, a la COVID-19 and all the emotion that went with that, and emergency powers from the government. And every time emergency powers come into play, it's at the liberties of the American people. And we just keep taking it. And maybe
That's right.
we're just waiting for that moment, Janice, like in broadcast news where everybody sticks their head out the window and says, I've had it and I'm not going to take it anymore, you know, because it's just becoming that obvious. And that's what I've been waiting for these last number of years of thinking, okay, what, you know, when is the final straw going to hit here? And this quite possibly could have been it. I think what SCOTUS did. And what's coming to bear, and I appreciate what Michael Barone wrote, and he's the only one that's been talking about it, is saying, look at these three major decisions that came to the court. They were all loaded in lies. I mean, the Democrats had lied about it. The proponents of these, you know, these particular issues, they all lied. They misrepresented. But, you know, that's... You know, that's kind of the order of the day of the Democrats. And when I think of it, I remember, you know, Harry Reid, if you recall, he was there in the well of the Senate bragging that Mitt Romney didn't get elected because, you know, the misinformation that was put out there by one Harry Reid, the leader of the Senate, right? And he just kind of giggled about it and goes, well, he didn't get elected president, did he? So that's the way they think. Right.
That's right. In fact, a more recent example of that is when Adam Schiff went in the well of the House and gave this dissertation that is recorded in the congressional books. And it was 100% lies against President Trump. But 100 years from today, if somebody takes the time to go back and find it, that's what they'll read. And so,
right.
yes. Propaganda continues because propaganda works. And I read an article yesterday written by a guy named Eric Vogelin, and I really don't know him. He's a 20th century political philosopher. But in it, he said, the common feature of all totalitarian systems is neither concentration camps nor police nor mass surveillance. The common feature of all totalitarian systems is the prohibition of questions. So it's that manipulation of speech. So today I have a couple of questions that I'd like to ask the tyrant usurpers here in Michigan who are trying to weaponize our so-called democracy in our republic. First of all, I'm a Christian woman, and I'm offended when I see a man pretending to be a woman. I'm also offended when I listen to a man who talks like this, because it's not natural. I think it's repugnant to a Christian person to see a man pretending to be a woman, because we love God's great gift of a man and a woman, uniquely different but mysteriously able to fit together. It's so wonderful. So is my AG going to defend my right to not be offended in her hate crime unit? Of course not. Because they're interested in suppressing human nature at its core. That's what they're trying to do. And you are right. It's time to open our car window and say, no more. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. Back in 2010, the New American was writing articles about hate crime legislation, hate speech legislation. So this is nothing new, but we all just said, oh, this is ridiculous. Let's just move on. We've got to, you know, we've got to clean the kitchen, or we've got to make dinner, or we've got to go to our jobs, and because that's what we do. We work, and we save, and we raise our families. Meanwhile, these people, I can't even define them. These people have perverted our entire form of government. We have a republic. This is not a democracy.
Right.
Oh, that's
Well, you're exactly right, Janice, and your view and your words need to be spoken out, even though the mainstream media isn't going to pick them up, because right now that's not where, you know, the wave of energy, that is not what's on the agenda. The agenda is to destroy America. And it's from the ground up. And it starts, and it has started first of all, with our Judeo-Christian principles and our belief in God. The Democratic Party's made it clear they want nothing to do with God. They extracted God from their platform years ago. Okay, and since then, the Democratic Party has continued to spiral. It has been in a death spiral. In fact, I had predicted going into 2020, I didn't realize they were going to cheat to the level that they did, but I predicted that there was going to be such a devastating loss in 2020 that the Democrats were going to have to just reconnoiter and reconsider their ways and you know, kind of reform themselves, but they were going to be taken out and taken out of being seriously, you know, serious in the public square for a number of years as their penance and time needed in order to, you know, get their heads on straight because they were so messed up. Again, nobody thought, you know, just like you just said earlier, nobody thought in a million years that they would have the ability, you know, to cheat to the levels that they did.
I know. In 2018, Michigan had first, they call the Democrat Party blue and they call the Republican Party red, but you do know that was switched by the media in around 1982 because red is the color of communism. Democrats are communists, and so they wanted to again confuse the people. I remember thinking, which color is the political party? So now we have the Republican Party being red.
Yes.
As such, in 2018, I studied the map of Michigan, which is a wonderful mitten, and there was an absolute red wave across Michigan for the Republican candidate for governor. And yet three out of 83 counties votes gave the election the Democrat. Those three counties are sanctuary jurisdictions. Now, you call that a Republican form of government, which we are guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, where three counties that are harboring illegal aliens are allowed to determine the results of an election for the governor of the state of Michigan? It's unthinkable.
Yeah, and it amazes me, Genesis, how do the other 81 districts, how do they stand there and just say, wait a minute, this is the tail shaking the dog. How do three counties control the state and the other 81 are just standing there in shock and awe?
What happened to the 80 million people who voted for Trump? Why aren't they in the streets screaming that their vote was stolen?
Well, we'll pick up on that when we come back.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Janice Daniels. She's the ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, talking about hate speech, talking about the truth, the things that really matter. And I was sharing with her a call, and maybe I shared it with you earlier in the week. I got a call from the RNC, fundraising. And they were going on and on about all the great things that the Republican Party, had done previously under Trump, and also that, that we needed to get control. And, of course, here's all the bad stuff Joe Biden has been doing. And I listened for about 2.5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. And finally, I just said, it's interesting. You tell me all this stuff, but let me tell you what I'm most concerned and my listeners are most concerned about. And that is, they want to make sure that when they go to vote, that their vote counts. That you have done something. And I say you, the RNC, and anybody that's interested in free and fair elections, that they have thrown themselves over hand grenades and everything else to make sure that there's integrity brought into voting. Because, Janice, this has been going on for decades. This isn't something that just happened the last couple of years. I looked on, some research and everything, and they were documenting voter fraud back in the 1700s. It is the nature of man. Sadly, within our humanity, we are fallen people, and we mess up, and we'll keep messing up as long as, like you said, we can get away with it. And this is happened. We've allowed people to get away with it, and all our heads are out the window, yelling and screaming, hell no, excuse me, we can't have this anymore. Our Constitution demands that we are, what our Constitution is built on is the consent of the governed. You compromise that statement. You no longer have the consent of the governed. You have manipulated, you have lied, and you've cheated the American people out of their rightful leader. Yes, elections have consequences, and as I think Karl Marx says, it's not who votes, it's who counts. And clearly that was demonstrated in the 2020 election, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Rutherford B. Hayes stole his election. The Republicans stole that election from the Democrats. In fact, they called him Rutherfraud Hayes. Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. Election fraud has been going on forever. And quite frankly, as I had indicated before the break, in 2018, I was shocked to see that the Democrat Gretchen won the governor's seat over Republican Bill Schuette. Now, Bill Schuette was not the greatest candidate, but Michigan was a very conservative state. And so I looked at it, and there was, as I said, there was a red wave. There were three counties, Wayne, Washtenaw, and Ingham counties. Now, those are southwest and western counties that gave Whitmer 408,419 votes total over Schuette. And she only won the entire state by 406,659 total votes. So those three counties gave her that win, and those three counties harbor illegal aliens. They protect them. They're considered sanctuary jurisdictions. And I wrote an article about called Sanctuary Madness. That was in a series of articles that I wrote in 2019 about election fraud. And one of the other articles that I wrote that I think is very important was called The American Communist Party and Other Timeless Examples of Subversion. How long are we going to allow the Communist Party USA to even exist in the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Isn't it interesting, Janice, after everything that this country went through with the McCarthy hearings, and it's like it went full swing. You know, it's like the fulcrum came all the way back, and now all of a sudden, I mean, it's not that they're even in Hollywood, and I'm talking about communists and Marxists and that. They're in every lever, in control of lever of government at the federal level. Trevor Loudon, I just had a conversation with him yesterday. He's written a new book. He's got a series of books out. And he cites, in this one of his recent books, 15 senators by name, and you know, that are involved in their communist backgrounds and what they have done to subvert our American government and subvert our Constitution. This is only 15. And I think in the Senate total, I think he's counted over 30. So he's got part two coming out with that. In the House, there's over 100 card-carrying communists that are controlling controlling our government and doing the kind of things they're doing. So how do you raise your hand and take an oath that you're going to defend our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? How do you do that? And I guess you cross your fingers as you take that oath, right?
Yeah, and in fact, that's why these three, hate crime or hate speech bills in Michigan that our House just passed could potentially be the vehicle that could cause those people who voted in favor of those three bills to be removed from office, because we are guaranteed a Republican form of government in every state. That's Article 4, Section 4.
Right.
The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the right to free speech. Michigan Constitution says something very similar to that. Where do these people get the idea that because they're elected in a fraudulent election, because I contend that we haven't had a fair election for decades, maybe never, where do they get the idea that they can vote to take away my right, my fundamental right to speak freely? Well, you know why they get away with this? Because it works. Because we allow them. Because we haven't stood up and said, no more. We've got another bill that actually passed here in Michigan that says you can't use your cell phone while you're driving. Now, I agree, distracted driving is an issue, but you know what? I'm distracted by a handsome man walking down the street. So what are we supposed to do? Make a law that handsome men can't walk down the street anymore? Are you kidding me? That is not the role of government. The role of government is to prevent injustice, not to nanny state us into complete compliance with ridiculous beliefs and feelings of dysfunctional people, quite frankly, because the average person finds a man acting like a woman to be repugnant.
Yeah.
I repeat myself.
Well, that's okay. But, bring up a good point here, Janice, and it, it ties into what you said earlier, is that most Americans are busy. They're busy working, providing for their families, wanting a better life for their children. And we have representative government, hopefully, in there looking out for our best interest. But like the Declaration of Independence states quite clearly, when you find yourself in that situation where the government is no longer honoring you and representing you appropriately, then you have grounds for a change. And this is what I am sensing, is there is a groundswell, an organic groundswell that's running from west to east. I mean, because look at the bottom line reality here, Jens. How many people are moving out of these defined blue states into red states? I mean, there's a dramatic tilt. I can tell you, I live in Florida. There's a dramatic tilt now in Florida where people are just, there's just so many more people coming in here into Florida. And the only thing that we're saying is that, look at, you're welcome to, you know, reside here in Florida, but leave your liberal politics, in the state that you ran from.
Please don't leave. In Michigan, yeah. I'm standing. I'm going to stand, as it says in the Bible, and I'm not a biblical scholar, so I can't remember the quote, but it says to
stand. Well, having
stand,
done all to stand, you keep standing.
Yes.
That's,
you
there you go.
And I'm going to stay in Michigan because I was born and raised in Michigan, and I love Michigan. I love four seasons. It's called it's called climate change,
yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Michigan if I'm the last woman standing that has a brain in my head that intends to use it. I am going to, first of all, I'm going to start driving around with my cell phone firmly planted next to my ear, even though I don't usually keep it next to my ear because I don't want to get cancer from the 5G.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to be in full view. And if I get stopped by an officer of the law who is so disoriented as to what his role is, which is to protect me, if he's going to stop me when I'm driving safely down the road with my phone in my hand and try to ticket me, have at it.
Yeah.
Because I am ready to say, you don't have the delegated authority. Those legislators do not have the delegated authority to nanny state my actions when I have committed no crime.
Exactly. You know, the ironic thing about that, Janice, have you stuck your head in a patrol car and what's right there to the right of the driver?
A cell phone.
Well, a cell phone and also a keyboard, communications, back to the station house and everything. And while they're driving, they're typing. And they're answering phone calls. I mean, you talk about distraction. Their distraction with typing and inputting into that keyboard and talking on the phone, I think much more than you looking at a handsome man on the street.
Well, and another one that's bothering me is these billboards for cannabis. Are we out of our minds?
Yes.
I think a few years ago we banned cigarettes from advertisements and from television, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have a nation where we're promoting being a pothead? Are you kidding me? We've gone off the rails.
Yeah, crack is next, Janice. Yeah, we're going to have, that's going to be the accepted drug. I mean, this is the problem. We talk about this is that, whether it's sex trafficking, great movie out, by the way. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, Sound of Freedom, Jim Caviezel's movie. True story about Tim Ballard and about sex trafficking. We are consumers of this junk. And this is why it keeps coming. We are like, we're in the top three, if not number two, nation in the planet that abides in sex trafficking. I mean, we are participants, willful participants. This is how disgusting this is. And then we wonder about that. We wonder about the drugs, all the other immoral stuff that comes into the country. It's because it comes here, like you said, because they get away with it because we have too many people that want it. We've become consumers for it. But that's a whole other story.
You and I are going to save the world.
Yeah. Well, you hang in there. I'm with you. Janice Daniels, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Take care.
Bless you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits.